Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
We're going to be talking some Major League Baseball with one of the best voices covering Major League Baseball. Brian Kenny of MLB Network will be joining us in about a half an hour from now, a little less than that, here on 95.7 The Game. If you're looking for all the best 49ers content here on 95.7 The Game, you just text the word 49ers to 20357. Boom! It all appears magically once you hit that subscribe button. And Ray, I know that you do not subscribe to preseason unofficial depth charts, but hey, here we go. I got one right here. And I'll tell you, as you start looking up and down the San Francisco 49ers offense, you start seeing an offensive line that has Spencer Burford listed unofficially as your starting right guard. Mike McGlinchey at right tackle, Spencer Burford, Jake Brindle, Aaron Banks at left guard, and Trent Williams is the only real, truly entrenched offensive lineman. Things could change, although McGlinchey is going to certainly start at right tackle if he's healthy enough to do so. Behind these guys, we got some Daniel Brunskill to look at, some Jalen Moore to look at, Jason Poe to look at, Colton McKivitz to look at, and any of those names could end up in the starting lineup when it's all said and done, if not now, certainly some point in the season. They're hoping that even though there is an awful lot of shuffling along this offensive line, the depth will actually be a strength should they need to shuffle the deck. And because it's football, at some point, they're going to have to shuffle the deck. It's just the way the sport goes.
I also think that there's going to be a lot of shuffling of these names during the preseason, because I think this is kind of it's an audition for everybody at left guard, right guard, and center, because I don't get the sense that Kyle Shanahan has settled on any combination of three. And another way of saying depth is we don't have enough talent at those spots. And by now, you usually...
Well, I can't look at depth as a negative thing for a football team.
No, but if it's, you know, for three spots that are as unsettled as those are...
Unsettled is the word that worries me, sure.
Well, that's my point, though. It does look unsettled, because who was looking at Jake Brendel and Spencer Burford 2 weeks ago as Mortal Locks at starter?
I don't think
they're not Mortal Locks. That's my point. It's just you've got three guys who could be three different guys next week and three different guys the week after that, which tells me that it's not really depth they've got. They've got a cornucopia of guys that they'd replace if they could.
Well, Spencer Burford was asked how surprised he was that he might end up starting this year at right guard, and here's what he said.
Does it surprise me? No, I knew I always had it in him, but at the same time, I'm not really focused on whether it's the starting position or the second string position. I'm just here to play the game that I love and do whatever I can to help the team win. So if they find something in me, thank God. If they don't, I'm going to keep working and put my best foot forward.
Okay, perfect answer. Well done. I like what I hear, especially from a guy who doesn't have a lot of perfect answer reps coming out of the University of Texas, San Antonio, UTSA. Everyone's favorite.
Proud Conference USA member since 2020.
Go Conference USA. It's amazing how often conferences shuffle the deck. Pac-12, I'm kind of looking at you. Spencer Moore on his mindset in his very first camp, which, let's face it, for any young player, I don't care where you're drafted. That first NFL camp is quite an adjustment.
Just putting my head down and working at the end of the day, just going out and doing the extra, you know, staying up at night, trying to study the plays, get ahead of the curveball, especially with the Shanahan offense, you know what I'm saying? Nothing comes easy. So even when you think you have something, they always keep, even when you think you got it, you know, you got to take the extra step and go ahead and go back and review it because you really don't. There's a lot of nuances within this offense that you have to learn. And so that's really what I did, just try to stay focused on that, make sure that I got all the basics down. So whenever I go out, and I'm going to make mistakes on young, but you try not to make the same ones over and over again.
Offensive linemen are always very good quotes. I'm sure you used to seek them out when you were covering teams because these are some of the smartest guys in the room. They need to be, especially in Shanahan's offense, which we've heard so much about. You know, you got the same look, but different run blocking schemes out of the same look. And that's what makes Shanahan's offense so hard to pick up on for defenses and turns, you know, guys off the scrap heap into running backs that you're looking to pick up the next week in fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. On that, I mean, that's the Shanahan specialty, which is to find running backs that don't have a pedigree and build them one, and then move off of them quickly so that they can build the next one that doesn't have a pedigree. That's been the Shanahan way forever. It means that they have to be very precise in the way they teach run blocking, and that includes the use of the tight end, that includes the use of the fullback. It's what Kyle Shanahan does more than anything else, and that's the thing that, frankly, fascinates me about their indecisions in the middle of their offensive line. It's as they transition to a different kind of quarterback and start wanting to see deeper throws, it means they're going to have to become better at pass blocking than they have been or than they've been asked to be. So they're going to have guys who can do both. And right now, the only guy you are sure that can do both is Trent Williams.
Spencer Burford talked about the complexities of playing offensive line for Kyle Shanahan, especially the outside running zone scheme.
Of course, everybody knows the outside zone. The zone scheme that we run here is real complex. Especially with the outside zone schemes, I knew what outside zone was, and just when I thought I knew what it was, there's a million different ways that you could possibly run it. There's different fits and different keys that you focus on. You know, just 6 inches can change the whole dynamic and technique of the play. It definitely changed like the landmark and stuff like that. So it's really, like I say, football is a game of inches. It really is, especially when you sit down and you actually sit down and you study and you break down what it is. It all shows.
Again, how many segments, how many minutes can we hold you with the promise of interior offensive line play? But we got just a little bit more because Kyle Shanahan says that even though Daniel Brunskill isn't listed as a starter on this first unofficial depth chart, he will play a very important role this year.
We know exactly what Dan can do. I mean, I think Dan can actually be better with getting less reps, not getting as much wear and tear on his body. Dan knows how to play. He's figured out every position we've asked him to play since he's been here. Now he's trying to figure out center to see what the options are there. And also, Burford can't get enough reps. Banks can't get enough reps. When you haven't had guys who have played a lot, they need to be out there a ton. And that allows us to do that. I'm very glad that if it doesn't work out for one of those guys, it's not like, oh man, Dan hasn't practiced there. Dan can hop in there right away.
So there you go. Kyle Shanahan believing that he's got a plug and play offensive line. When he needs to call upon someone to answer the bell, they'll be answering bells. He better be right about that. Now, one of the things that we asked is, are we going to see Trey Lance in the preseason, or is he going to get the Aaron Rodgers treatment? I saw Aaron Rodgers today basically have a quote saying, yeah, preseason reps don't mean anything for me. You know, maybe for other guys around here, sure. But for me, no, not really. And if I'm going to go in there and play, just having me play one sequence, one series doesn't do anything for me. I got to get into a rhythm. And if you're going to ask Aaron Rodgers to play, you ask Aaron Rodgers to play a game. He did not go full on third person like I just did. But hey, I get it. You know, the guy hasn't played a single preseason snap, I think, since 2018. Hasn't prevented him from winning multiple MVPs, including back-to-back years. So I get it. Kyle Shanahan, when it comes to your starters, will we see them in the preseason? Here's what he said.
I'd like to get guys to play in this game, mainly because I don't want them to play in the second game. You know, they want to scrimmage a team. I'm more into the scrimmage than the game. And then to have a chance to get them to play in a game 4 days after that versus Houston, when we get back Sunday morning, will be tough. So that's why I don't want them to play much in that game. So hopefully a little in one, a little in three, and then we'll have 17 days to get ready for week one.
So, you know, if you want to take Kyle at his word right there, and I don't think that, you know, he's afraid to tip his hand on this one, I think we are going to see the starters get some run. And, you know, we can game plan a little bit, see the Packers on Friday night at Levi's Stadium. And due to that, he's comfortable throwing guys into situations. One or two series will probably be enough for everyone involved. But I'm glad that he's doing it, because a little game plan is going to go a long way for an offense that needs to build a little confidence just based on the reports we've had out of training camp.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't think he'd be playing many people very much under any circumstances, because once the Rams changed the entire dynamic of preseason football to make it completely unnecessary, that became the new mantra. I mean, I remember when the third preseason game was like the one where you got to see everybody right for a while.
That's the tune-up.
Now the third game, you avoid it as though it's dipped in anthrax.
Right.
And now the first one is not terribly compelling either.
But it's funny, because of the layoff between game one and game two, he's willing to punt on game two.
Yeah, and I also think he's willing to punt because game one with a rookie quarterback, you do want to see him do a little something. I think it won't be more than one or two series, maybe three if they get, you know, three and outed twice. But I mean, I'm sure he's got a play restriction. You know, you're going to have 10 snaps. That's it. Do the best you can with what you get, because he's not going to play starters in many other positions, maybe at all. You know, there's no reason why you have to play George Kittle at all in any of those games. Probably don't have to play Debo in any of these games. Maybe you feel compelled to play Brandon Ayuk a bit because, you know, he did have, you know, very limited play last year. But other than that, I mean, there really isn't a lot to prove. And if there's not a lot to prove everywhere else in the offense, why subject your rookie quarterback to playing with guys he's probably not going to play with during the season?
Well, Kyle Shanahan, asked specifically about Trey Lance's involvement, said,
"In my mind right now, I'd like Trey to get in games one and three."
Okay. So let's expect to see a couple of series, maybe even one, I don't know, a couple of series from Trey Lance in games one and three. And by the way, they are going to have a joint practice with the Minnesota Vikings. So that's probably where they're going to get an awful lot of look at who's ready to go, who's ready to play. And again, hopefully everybody stays healthy. We are looking all around training camp in the NFL, and you got guys, you know, the war of attrition has officially begun. There is no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, today, even though everyone's talking about, you know, Deshaun Watson and Kareem Hunt saying that he wants to hold out from the Browns, Browns got even more bad news today. Their all-pro returner and receiver, Jakeem Grant, he tore his Achilles in practice today. So great times in Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.